fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of April, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. A prepper tip of the day: work with your team, play with your team, and pray with your team, most important of all. We are patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Len Horowitz. Very active guy, got lots of websites. We only give out 4 websites. He actually has more than that. And here's 4 of the many websites: JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Well, sir, I know you're a busy guy, and you may not be aware of something that happened earlier this week. An article published an interview with Dr. Michael Yaden, who had recently been a vice president of Pfizer and the director of medical research. He went public saying that all these COVID shots are very dangerous, using extremely strong language, by the way, encouraging people to not get them and that they be stopped immediately. Are you aware of Dr. Yaden, sir?
I'm actually not aware of him specifically, but there are a number of people just similarly situated that are saying the same thing. So I applaud all of it. That's really important that we have a community of scientists that come out and really tell the truth about what's going on.
Well, there's people with credentials, and then there's people with credentials. Your doctor, if you're vice president at Pfizer, with the knowledge and skills and abilities of Dr. Yaden, you don't drive yourself to work. You have a chauffeur-driven limousine driven by a bodyguard. I've worked with these kind of folks. I've provided that kind of security. And at that level, you get special privileges, and you're protected because your knowledge is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So he's not just another run-of-the-mill guy with some knowledge. He's a man who lived a life that most people would never be closer to than a Tom Clancy novel or a movie. That's when you're at that level of the Fortune 100 company, everything changes, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, it does. You know, John, can you relay a little bit more about what he's actually complaining about? What's his opposition based on? It'd be very, very good to know that, because there's, you know, I'm comparing notes. I'm actually very active in the litigation against Pfizer, Moderna, and Hearst Corporation, the advertiser. And I just filed. As a matter of fact, we just posted on medicalveritas.org a brand new article, a feature article. It's titled Federal Lawsuit Vets COVID Concealments, Including Charles Lieber's Connections to the Plague, the Plot, and Psychotronic Warfare, and wireless mind control. I'm going to come back to this, but I'm very interested
one of the things Dr. Yaden does is make things using common language that the everyday guy and gal can understand, compared to Dr. Vandenbosch, who gets deep into the science and technology real quick, which loses people. So we'll begin with a quotation. This is a direct quotation from Dr. Yaden. Please warn every person not to go near top-up vaccines. There is absolutely no need for them. If someone wished to harm or kill a significant portion of the world's population over the next few years, the systems being put in place right now will enable it. It's my considered view that it is entirely possible that this will be used for massive-scale depopulation. There's an article is at my website, doctor@thelibertyman.com. It's highlighted in yellow. I've probably got about 50 articles and videos there now. That's why we highlighted this one in yellow. And let's see if we can get down to some of the... here we go. Dr. Yaden, who's a British national, filed a petition with the European Medicines Agency to immediately suspend testing on these experimental vaccines due to many safety concerns, including, listen carefully, pathogenic priming, which involves an exaggerated immune reaction, especially when the test person is confronted with a real wild virus after vaccination. So I think you'll find his work is consistent with what you know, Doctor. And I wouldn't be surprised if the two of you ended up in a conversation in a not-too-distant future. What do you think?
It would be wonderful to do it on your show, John.
Well, wouldn't that be? Oh, my goodness.
It would be wonderful. So, yeah, let's put a communication out to him to invite him to do that. You know, two questions I have that you're raising. One is, what was the source? Because I always check, number one, the source, because there's all counterintelligence. There's all sorts of left-wing, right-wing, and you got to look at all
right,
of
right.
it.
Well, the journalist who did the interview, his name is Patrick Delaney, and it's published at Life Site News. It's Life, L-I-F-E, Site, S-I-T-E, news.com. And it was published just a couple of days ago on March the 29th.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, let me go back to what I was talking about. We just posted on Medical Veritas. Do you remember Charles Lieber by any chance?
The name sounds familiar. Refresh my memory, sir.
Oh, okay. You remember just right after the beginning of the announcements that the Wuhan outbreak had occurred, that the coronavirus was, you know, just questionable at that time. Everybody was kind of like saying, oh, don't worry about it. Fauci was saying, nah, it's not going to be a big deal. You remember right after that, in January, you had an arrest by the FBI of a Dr. Charles.
Oh, yes. And now, okay. Go ahead.
And a couple of his Chinese students for relaying biologicals to China.
Right.
Okay, so subsequently, the FBI published the indictment. It was based on an affidavit of one of the agents. So the article that we just posted on medicalveritas.org goes into detail about the scam, about the misrepresentations and the fraudulent concealments associated with Charles Lieber's operation. It turns out, now, first of all, the FBI said, and let me just read to you the headline caption of where this is going. So, secret Harvard agent Charles Lieber's Wuhan lab activities tie the United States National Security Agency and Chinese military secrecy to COVID vaccinology, the World Health Organization, Gates Foundation's plandemic, and all these operations. So the concealments by the FBI in the criminal case against Charles Lieber exposed the intelligence agency's complicity in the media diversions, hiding the unprecedented neuroscience, dark trade, in electrogenetics, bioenergetics, and brain to cloud, transhumanism. So this is where it's incredible. The FBI comes out and indicts the guy right after. Nobody knows very much about COVID at the time. Says that they are dealing with the Chinese as though they're now laying out the foundation of the plandemic to come. And what do they say about why he's operating with the Chinese military and Chinese government in Wuhan at the Wuhan lab? They claim that he's there to develop nanotechnology for automobile batteries.
Really?
Well, yes. It is a complete scam. His students, his colleagues, nobody said that they ever saw him operate or work on or publish a scientific paper on car batteries. What they were hiding, this is the FBI. So this is the top of the Justice Department, and this is the top of intelligence agencies, including CIA, of course, and the Defense Advanced Research Programs Administration, so DARPA, the main money financing all of the dark science, all of the bioelectrics, bioenergetics for transhuman mind control, the consolidation between robots, humans, the capacity to use nanotechnology to infuse certain sensors into the brain and communication methods and materials into the brain via the vaccination hydrogels that we've talked about on previous shows. That's Lieber's number one scientific published area of expertise. So they diverted, they actually concealed, and they put the entire criminal case against him under seal. Now, my civil case against Pfizer, Moderna, et cetera, just filed this past few days a opposition to their motion to the motions to dismiss based on their simplifying my claims. They're, of course, calling me a tin hat, you know, conspiracy theorist. You know,
did they actually use those words? Did they actually use those words?
They actually use the words.
No kidding.
No, I'm telling you. So what I did, you know, and what's also, they also defended Pfizer's attorneys put into the court.
You want to cause chaos? I'll interrupt you, doctor. You want to cause chaos in the team, Pfizer's legal team? You want to cause chaos? List Dr. Yaden as a witness.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
seriously. Yes. You want to stop everything and have them have special meetings late into the night? Have Dr. Yaden be a witness on your behalf.
Well, that's why I'm so interested in what you just shared. Absolutely. I mean, to me, it's like a divine synchronicity. There's no accidents that you started the show with this.
Oh, no, not at all.
So basically, what Pfizer just did is they put a motion for judicial notice into the court with five documents that basically excuse them for the Food and Drug Administration's authorization of their vaccinations and say, of course, I have no standing to bring a civil case against them because they're authorized by government and legislature to do what they're doing. So I have no standing.
That doesn't take away your standing. Where does that come from?
Well, again, it's they're diverting. They're not addressing the main issues that I'm advancing in the complaint. But the sixth document that they input was the Food and Drug Administration's warning letter that I received for OxySilver and my advertisements about OxySilver with 528 frequency. So they put that in. And man, oh man, that opened the door for me to do the same thing, file a motion for judicial notice on all the criminal activity. I mean, they have a rap sheet. Pfizer was fined, the largest fine in the history of the Justice Department, multi-billion-dollar against Pfizer. So basically, you're dealing with a corrupt syndicate that is defending by diversion. And it enabled me, because what happened was, and this is part of the new publication that we have on Medical Veritas. It's, if you read the article, you can actually download a copy of my filing with the court that includes 21 exhibits, that includes my response to the FDA. Because the response that I did with the FDA, but that caused them to drop the entire matter. But you don't read that. You read all the skeptics and the naysayers and the counterintelligence saying, oh, well, Horowitz was cited by the Food and Drug Administration. Well, today, now that we know about the corruption in the FDA and the government and the revolving doors to the drug cartel, we know that that's actually an honor, right, to get a warning, right, letter from, right, the FDA.
Absolutely.
So, but what I did actually was responded by law. What are their laws? And it turns out that they're completely overstepping their authority. And they're lying. They're misrepresenting what the laws actually are that would permit them to regulate the entire natural products industry. So essentially the case, actually what they filed and my response, enables everybody who's really interested in natural medicine to realize what the monopolization, the unfair, deceptive trade that's associated with the pharmaceutical cartel and their monopolization of medicine, so that we can now begin to think about, well, where's the shift going? Where is the remedy? And the remedy is to free ourselves from this intrusion into our rights, our civil rights, our choice of our what medicines we're going to put into our bodies, and our bodies itself, when you're now imposing vaccinations that contain this neuroscience, this hidden agenda with nanoparticles that actually are using virtually the same ingredients and based on the science, Lieber's science, what he's published in terms of brain cell neurological manipulations from the vaccinations and the hydrogels infusions with silver. Well, why silver? Well, why oxysilver? Why is silver so powerful? Because it's safe. Because it actually is not like toxic like copper. It's not expensive like gold. So in order to infuse the hydrogels with a safe method of communicating frequency, resonance, and energy technology so that you can figure out what's going on into the entire human brain, the entire human body, you have to use silver. And how do they regulate it? This is the science that Lieber actually delivered to the Chinese government. They do it via pH adjustments. Again, the piezoelectricity, the positive negative charges in the hydrated hydrogel that has the silver in it, virtually the nano silver electrodes in it, that then shift their positioning and their capacity to receive and transmit signals, biological signals. So this is bioelectricity that the nanotechnology is enabling to receive and transmit into the human brain and, of course, the whole body. So this is what the technology is, that they're hiding. The entire government, the Department of Justice, is in on a scam. The intelligence agencies, as I mentioned, are in on the scam. And the way in which the Lieber criminal case unfolded and what was said about it by FBI Special Agent Plum, he was the one who filed the affidavit. It is a diversion just like we're seeing on the mainstream media. If you look at in our past show, previously we talked about the protocols of the elders of science, the chapter number 10, verse number 19. And actually, in this new article, I've published the FBI's version of the protocols. And you can see the bigger picture here.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the first day of April. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. In addition to the normal $50 discount, you can get up to $80 more off with the current sale going on for about two more weeks at my website, EMP Shield, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Len Horowitz, here's four of his websites. He even has more than that. Here's four of them. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, we got a couple of callers on hold, both from Texas. Our first caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, Dr. Horowitz, there's a passage or one of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion that they're going to use. Vaccines or injections to, under the disguise of bringing health in order to bring disease. I was wondering, were these, at least the protocols of the Elders of Zion, I think first surfaced in 1884. They were passed surreptitiously to Buzzry by a cleaning lady who worked for a high-level Freemason outside of Paris. Well, that's what I read. And it later got, it was made a circuitous route into the hands of Russian intelligence, who were then, may have changed it up a little to make it look, and it was presented as sort of a evidence of a Jewish conspiracy. But this was a, I feel it was this a deliberate miss? Was that a, was for one thing, you know, doctor, about Professor Lindsay Williams, he says that the elite have a certain twisted ethic that they reveal what they're going to do before they do it. And he says that the movie Oil Storm was an example of this. Is this, was this just an accident on the part of, just leaked by this cleaning lady because she out of some goodness of her own heart, or was this a deliberate leak or planned revelation in order to sort of put out what they're going to do, but in a context where you first don't recognize what it is until after they've done it, perhaps, if ever?
Yeah, great, John. Good, great questions. And the first of all, that why I used the FBI's version. The FBI actually has a version, their version of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. So I drew from that. The specific verse that you're talking about that includes the injection of diseases, actually it says a quote, inoculation of diseases, end quote. That is chapter 10, verse 19 of the Protocols. And on that article that we posted on Medical Veritas, I have actually a screenshot of it in the article and the source linked directly to the FBI's website that has that entire document and a whole analysis. The FBI did an analysis that you're talking about also. From my understanding, it predates 1884. From my understanding, it was the document was a release, a leak from the Rothschild, Mayor Amschel Bauer. This was the original banking cartel that basically loaned money to the royalty of Europe. And they had a plot to take over the planet, and it has been evolving ever since. With regard to the Russian connection and the anti-Semitism that's involved here, yes, indeed, the document was manipulated to actually administer the Russian Revolution and the assassination of the house of the royal house in Russia, the Romanovs. And that was a very, very disgusting and sad reality. While that was happening in Russia, the plot was actually unfolding in Vienna. And that's where I visited the actual bar. There was a bar in Vienna, right in the main area, downtown, where Hitler, as an artist, was meeting with Marxists, and he was meeting with Freud. They were actually being financed by the banksters of Europe. And so the issue that I raise and the question that I raise is that when you start to look at the House of Windsor and you start to go back to the House of Stuart and the Stuarts, and you go back in history to see where is the money coming from and where was all of this money actually sourcing from originally, you got to go back in history, of course, to the royalty. You got to go back to King Solomon. You've got to go question, where did all of Solomon's massive gold go? And you've got to then begin to look at the tribe of Judah, which is where the name Jews come from. But you see, when you start to do that, and you then begin to, when we come back,
break. We have more callers on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. Great news if you're considering going on the vacation with us up to Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine. Great news, children 12 and under are free. So that's not on my website yet, but it will be soon, and we do hope that will help you make it the decision to join us up there next August the 15th. Also, getting caught up on Energy Cleaner Backwaters has been very gratifying to help more hundreds of people these past 12 months, a 300% increase in sales. I'm getting them packed up and out the door as quick as I can, energy cleaners and mattress pads. So check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order. You can also call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He's got many websites. We only list four of them. He's got even more than that. Busy guy. Here's that four websites: judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, let's try to conclude your comments on John's question so we can get to other callers. Let's continue, sir.
All right. Thank you, John. Okay, so you've got to go back to the royalty. What happened to the money? You've got to go track from the fall of Solomon's temple in the Holy Land. And then when the tribe of Judah left, the leaders of the royalty left, they took with them the Levitical priests and the tribe of Ben. The Levitical priests, they were the ones that were the alchemists. They were the ones that could literally turn lead to gold. They do that and did that using sound frequencies, primarily the understanding of how electrons shift levels, orbitals in the atomic structures to literally change the characteristics of the element itself. That's alchemy. And that was known to the Levitical priests. And then because they were massive wealth involved, they took the tribe of Ben, which was the accountants, and they emigrated out. Of course, now you've got the whole lore of Scotland and Rosalind Chapel. You've got Friday the 13th. You've got the creation of the church, and you've got the creation of the Protestant movement and the wars that went on there and the Crusades. So you've got to follow the money. And then subsequently, you have now the same kind of globalist operation and massive wealth accumulation that is now expressing itself in the whole COVID-19. And that's where you follow. So you follow this whole history. And so John from Texas is statement that they reveal ahead of time what their actual protocols are and what their actually manipulations are. And in my opinion, the reason they're doing that is because in the war of Satan against God, you've got to undermine God's greatest gift to humanity, which is free will. So that by showing us, predictively programming us, desensitizing us with the media messaging, they're actually having us choose by the expression of our own free wills the acceptance of this criminal psychopathology and our own demise.
Well, first of all, John, thank you for your call. Doctor, I got a follow-up question for you. These scientists that were changing lead into gold, approximately what centuries would that have been, sir, if you even know?
Well, again, you got to go back to Moses.
Okay.
And you've got to go back literally to the BCs. And actually, you know, if you follow the genealogy, you realize that Jesus came out of this whole blood lineage. You realize that, of course, he was of the tribe of Judah. He was a descendant of David and Solomon. And so it goes back, you know, 2,000 years or so before Jesus. Here you're talking about B.C., way before.
Approximately 3,600 to 4,000 years ago, approximately.
Yeah. And so I think it's around 800 to 700, 800 B.C. is when the fall of Solomon's temple occurred. But that was critical to the evolution that we're currently witnessing. And the question that it raises in my mind is that because the royals have always been, the blood lineage has been always so sacred, the intermarriaging, you know, all of that manipulation that occurred in that cult. It was a culture, you know, just like we do whatever we do today. They did this routinely where they intermarried. They arranged that to keep the blood pure in their blue bloods. And anyway, the bottom line is that the question in my mind becomes, in the House of Windsor and the royalty of Europe, Queen Elizabeth, they claimed to be Protestants, or they came claim to have derived out of the Catholic Church. But if you really study royalty, they've got to go back to Jewish roots. And so when you talk about psychopathology and self-loathing, where they hate themselves because they're basically psychopaths and criminals who are conducting this germ warfare and population manipulation in the earliest days, creating wars through, you know, the manipulations of the banking system and making profit for the banksters. You've got to go back to realize that they've got to have Jewish heritage. They've got to have Jewish blood. Now, I'm in love with the Jewish people. I am Jewish. And the fact of the matter is that I have to come to the conclusion that what we're witnessing today is a destruction and a degradation of the fundamental principles of Moses' law. The righteousness is missing. And ultimately, it's being done. And of course, every single religion is corrupted. Every single political party is corrupted. Every single, you know, branch of government and parts of society have been corrupted by the satanic manipulations that have been ongoing, of course. Okay. But the bottom line is that there is a manipulation of the anti-Semitism and the anti-Zionist movement that feeds the division, that feeds the war mentality, that feeds all this dissonance and war-making and population-controlling technologies that are now unfolding. And I think that this is part of a bigger picture. The question is, who are we? Who are our leaders? Where are we going? What do we really want? Is it based on fear, loathing, division, separation, conditioning, mass confusion in the media to create what the protocol, verse 10, chapter 10, verse 19 says? They're going to create such divisiveness, anger, resentment. They're going to sensitize and condition us using their media to hate each other, to divide the sheeple, to conquer the flock, and then they're going to inject us, inoculate diseases into us so that we have no other recourse but to turn to them and their gods of science and say, save us. You have all the money. You have all the power. Now we are submissive to you, dominance in this powerful elite. You know, that all of these messages and all of these matters are intertwined with what's happening today, but what's been unfolding for millennia.
Okay, well said. Let's get to our next caller here, Doctor. We got Mark in Texas. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning. My question is kind of a holdover from last week. I called in, and I didn't want to take up too much time last week. So when you're talking about how you believe that they are probably going to hold out and say, look, we have a cure after everybody's on their knees. My question was going to be last week, but I wanted to hold over till this week. Do you foresee yourself putting together a study group or having volunteers for people that have mistakenly taken the first shot, maybe even up to the second shot, but realize that they made a mistake and they want to do something to cleanse it out of them, whether it's through 528 or any other kind of practices to either nulligate or totally refute or any kind of like to just totally kind of like whatever they can do to kind of clean up any symptoms or totally get it out of their system? And really, I believe this is a good question for the archives, and I'll take the question off the air. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your call. Well, what do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I agree, Mark. It's a fantastic question. It's one of the most important questions because you're dealing with detoxification and remedy. So, you know, the whole remediation of the genocide is really the question, the heart of the question. We need a foundation. We need a whole research organization of dedicated scholars in the fields of detoxification medicine and restoration, rejuvenation, and longevity creation. We've got to learn how to optimize detox so that we can optimize the what really creates health, and I've talked about this in previous shows, it's the Holy Spirit. That's it. And what is spirit but energy? And what is energy but electron frequencies resonating, electrons, like now you're understanding alkalinity. Again, that's the basis of how the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccines, Dr. Charles Lieber's work is based. It's based on water hydrating a silver nanotechnology within the lipid-coated hydrogel surrounding the messenger RNA that's injected into the cells via this technology, and they're concealing it. They are concealing the bioelectronics. And so the question becomes, how do you remedy that? Once you've taken it, it's in your system. So, you know, I'm just one guy, you know, and I would love to see what you're talking about happening. Of course, we have natural medicines in healthyworldstore.com. Of course, we have really great products. There's from your basic clays that pull out toxins out of the body and heavy metals. Zeolove is another product. It's a chelation agent that is based on zeolite that has been virtually suppressed, censored by the medical establishment. They don't want you to chelate. They don't want you to pull heavy metal poisons and chemicals out of the body using zeolite. So we're up against that. You have homeopathics. We have homeopathics such as the BioBoost, which is boosting immunity, and then you have LymphDiarrel, which cleans the immune system. Those are really over 100 years old. Their basic fundamental recipe of the remedy comes from Europe. The top homeopaths in England and elsewhere throughout Europe relied on this. And by the way, the royal family, from what I understand, doesn't go to pharmaceutical drugs because they know the scam. They use homeopathics. And again, how does homeopathics work? Well, the water within the homeopathic remedy has a frequency. It vibrates. It has a memory of the frequency that then triggers the immune response in the human being safely. You can't get side effects from it other than a detoxification reaction, and your body is in the process of healing when you have a detoxification reaction. So there are those supplements to what I recommend with OxySilver, with 528. The whole 528 movement is exploding internationally. It's like you can't keep a lid on this magnificent knowledge that I liken to the modern gospel, which is great news. It's great, great news to have this understanding of how Holy Spirit power, the heart of the Holy Spirit that is obviously here when you go to sleep at night. I've mentioned before, feeling tired and weak, and you sleep all night long. You've been blessed by grace, God's love, giving you this Holy Spirit power to rejuvenate and restore yourself and uplift yourself. And that's the fundamental essence of longevity, too, which deals with purpose of life. You know, you ever notice how one spouse dies and another one dies shortly thereafter?
Right.
Because they've lost their love. They've lost their power to serve another human being, their spouse, in a meaningful way. Or you take away a person's mission in life and they become depressed and the immune system goes shot. Suddenly now your Holy Spirit power is virtually eliminated out of that because the will, the human will to live, is gone. So the power within the Holy Spirit is connected to our will to live, our drive to live, our drive to serve each other as brothers and sisters in a community. Communication, community, commune, divine communion. This is a whole divine administration that we as human beings can celebrate. And the best part of the news, from my understanding, is the science underlying how frequency resonance of this entire administration of divine restoration happens. It's amazing. It's fantastic. And so, you know, you go, and we were hacked this week again with 528 Radio. They don't want, you know, go to 528radio.com. You can listen to music transposed into 528, surround yourself. That helps to detox, just surrounding you. Going for a walk in nature is another example. You know, going by the seashore and having the negative air ions, those are electrons. Again, that's the Holy Spirit resonance coming off of the ocean or the trees in the forest. When you go for a walk, you restore that. Our culture, the cult in which we live, has deprived us of the fundamental greatest blessings that the Creator has administered in nature. And from that, now we develop diseases. Why? Because it's robbed our energy. It's robbed our Holy Spirit power. We become acidified, and that creates disease.
We have our last break. We have another caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 1st of April, visiting Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to these four websites. Last time they'll be given out this week. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. We're our last caller here, Doctor. We've got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. You guys missed a treat. We had 1 or 2 inches of snow up here in New York last night.
Well, good for you.
Yes, that was April Fool's for us.
Uh-huh.
but it is, in a way, it's refreshing. We have a problem here, and this relates to the Irish sang a song. They said, you can shove your poison vaccine up your arse. They said this in mass. They sung this in mass. It's on Twitter. It's elsewhere. You know, and we don't have these uprisings here. And what do they see that we don't see, and why don't we see it? And we have, I want Leonard's opinion on this issue, because in the alternative media here, we have people, we have Andrew Kaufman, we have Tom Cowan, we have some Sally Fallon or whatever her name is. They're all saying that, hey, this virus has never been isolated, and you know, and it seems like a very hokey, weak argument. And then he comes down and says, well, other viruses have, like by density gradient centrifugation. Well, he's talking about macrophages and bacteria and maybe large viruses. This is a 1.2 micron virus. And Dr. Merritt's saying, well, 1.2 micron virus isn't even affected by mass or anything. It spreads wildly if it's infected. So, you know, if you just, so we have people saying that there's no virus. Well, if there's no virus, there's no solution, right? And we have good evidence that there's a virus. We have maybe 500,000 or less people killed by not using anything since January 2020 when we had effective antivirals all this time. It was all suppressed. I mean, it's obvious we could tell people this.
It is.
But Leonard,
Dave,
we only got.
Go ahead. Ask General.
What do you think about this? This saying there's no virus. Is there more evidence that there is a virus?
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Go ahead, Doctor.
Yeah.
There's a virus, but you are missing the pleomorphism. You got to go back to, again, if Holy Spirit power of love does all the healing, and we are revitalized because of it. The same thing happens with the bacteria and the viruses in the body. Study Royal Raymond Rife's research. Study this understanding that you have a very strange thing of manifestation of microbes, and they change form. It's called pleomorphism. And based on the acidity of the body chemistry, that really, again, is a measure of how much Holy Spirit power of love you have in your system. If you're de-energized, that means you're acidified. If you're alkalized, you have more electron energy, then the germs themselves change form. And in the understanding of pleomorphism, Royal Raymond Rife, who actually attempted to get the FBI to awaken and J. Edgar Hoover to awaken to this understanding, where you could actually change from a bacteria or a microzyme to a virus via frequencies and acidification of the body chemistry.
Amazing. Doctor, thank you very much. I'll be back next Thursday.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. We're top of the hour break. We'll be back with Steve Hunt. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.